pretty much all we've got time for tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Chris and Scott. We'll do it again on Monday from 3 o'clock. If anyone else has got, you got anything in diary Monday?
Monday, I can do Monday.
Producer Tom, you're right, Monday?
I reckon I can do Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
What time are you going to be here, though, Tom, Monday?
Maybe about 6.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. We'll see you from 3 here on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. And Marky T coming up next.
It's time. The Big Drive Home.
We have to get out of here.
Back Monday afternoon at 3 with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.
Yeah, all clear. All clear.
We're clear to talk on the podcast. That was a good show.
That was a good show. This is our first one.
There was some belters on there tonight.
Yeah, it was really good.
I really enjoyed the playing the lewd tune. I can't lie.
Yeah,
a
lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Bean Hockley.
I weren't the biggest fan, I'll be honest.
Yeah, didn't you hear him on the radio? Just before 5, he went, oh, I didn't like it either.
It's not. I'm not jumping up and down about it. It's not amazing.
It's good.
Do you know what my favourite song of today was?
Was it an Elvis song?
No, Sandstorm. I love, do you know what? That's a good tune. Isn't it? Yeah, it's a good tune.
Marky T will probably play that. Marky T's getting into his little studio now, which means what we decided to do was sort of every week at the end of the show on a Friday, at the end of a busy week, it's busy doing what we do.
So busy.
We would just open the microphones, have a little chat between the three of us, 20 minutes or whatever, and you could just download it and listen to it wherever you want. It's like Chris and Scott Unplugged with Tom.
Is that what we're calling it? Chris and Scott Unplugged with Tom?
Is that what we're calling it?
With the brackets of with Tom. Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Put you in brackets, mate. That'd be amazing.
It's been a good week.
Yeah, do you know what? I think the sun helps. I know we said on
air. It
the sun puts everyone in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I've been a lot more
you
alert.
Love the vitamin D, don't you?
I love the D. So, I was saying that, are we? Is that what we're doing?
Well, vitamin D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
He loves it.
He loves it. Loves all that.
goodness sake.
Barbecue out this weekend?
Definitely.
It's got to be, isn't it?
So what are you doing the weekend?
This weekend, tomorrow, we've got friends coming over. Friends that I used to work with at a radio station that I worked at when I was like 18, and we're still friends.
North Ants,
very good. That's what best mates do. They
boom,
know,
North
they know,
Ants.
They know the, they know the stuff.
Wow.
So they're coming over, and we are going. I've got a little bar in my garden.
It's not little.
Little pop-up bar.
It's got a big proper room. I know, you're trying to like downplay it, but it's a proper room. It's really nice.
It is, yeah. Is everyone sounding a bit weird, or is it just me?
No.
It just went. Do you know when it went weird?
When I wiggled that plug.
It
does say don't touch, so maybe that's what I should be not doing. So they're coming over that Saturday, and then Sunday, because it's Mother's Day, we are going, and we split this, so every other year we do a different mum. There's two to choose from. Well, three if you include Karen, actually.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Well done.
But she's not my mum, as I tell her every year. she goes, oh, I didn't get anything. It's like, you're not actually my mum.
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't get anything either. So we're going to Karen's mum's this year in Northampton, which is weird because it's been planned quite badly. I didn't get involved in the planning.
We don't, do we? Let's be honest.
We've got friends coming over tomorrow.
Right.
All day into the evening, nighttime, drinky. One of us has got to drive to Northampton the next day to go all the way up to Northampton. And where are the people coming from that are coming to our house that I used to work with at Northants Radio? Have a think. Northampton is the correct answer.
Yeah.
So we could have just gone up there Saturday night to one of their houses and then just stayed in Northampton. But no, we're going to do that. So
You are going to be the driver.
I'm driving because I'm the only sensible one out of the two of me and Karen.
She likes a gin.
She likes it. And she will go on to shots and stuff. I will just have a few beers and be okay for Sunday. She won't be able to do that.
Gluten-free beers?
Gluten-free beers, yeah. No bread.
Oh, living the dream. What about you, Tom?
So my mum is going to be meeting Steph's mum.
The chicken girlfriend and the boyfriend's mums are meeting.
That is big in the Fenn household.
That is huge, man.
Yeah, and I think Steph's dad's going to be there as well. So my mum's going to be meeting Steph's side of the family.
Wow.
So
that's big.
That's going to be interesting.
Are you nervous about this or are you quite excited?
a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how it's going. Because, like, my mum and Steph's mum have mutuals.
So okay, yeah.
Right, okay.
There's clearly some crossover, so they can chat about
That's good. Yeah. The conversation isn't going to dry up. Oh, see what Linda did the other day? It's not going to dry up, is it?
I hope not.
Linda's crazy as
She's mental.
Yeah, mental.
Well, you were there when I met... See, my boy Harry has got a girlfriend, and we met her parents at a party that you were all at.
Yeah, yeah.
They rocked up because Lily was there, the girlfriend was there. They turned up to pick her up, and we were like, come and have a beer! And there was like 25 of us from Radio Essex in the bar.
Few of them being drunk, and some of them we said, well, maybe don't talk to them.
Yeah. But it was, yeah, no, it was really good. So we met them then. And actually, Harry, as a Christmas present for the two mums, for Karen and Lily's mum, he bought them a Prezzo voucher each so they could go for dinner together and get to know each other. How cool is that?
That's a bit smooth.
Yeah, that's smooth. Yeah. And then we've all decided now, actually, we'll Dad's come along as well, and we'll just make it like a little foursome. We'll go out to Prezzo and get to know each other a little bit better. So, yeah. Yeah, it works, mate. That's amazing.
Yes.
So, you nervous?
I am quite nervous.
Have you met Steph's mum?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
okay. So, that's all cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about Steph's dad?
Yeah. Right. I've met them both.
That'd be good.
Well, you know your mum and you know her mum and dad, so you'd know whether they're going to get on well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
It'd be useful.
I reckon they will.
And do you know what? If it doesn't go well and there's a fight, it'd be funny.
Do you know what I mean? You need to bring content to the show. We've said you need a bit more content for the show. If your in-laws have a fight with your actual parents, wow.
I mean, bad for you, great for the show.
Yeah, that would be awesome. What about you? You've got a busy weekend.
I have.
In about half an hour.
Yeah, all planned by my wife, really, without any of my say-so. What happened was, Friday, I mean, it's all good. It's all good plans. My sister's coming over tonight. It's her birthday. She's 46
today. We mentioned
today.
It on the radio tonight.
We did.
Played New Kids.
We did. Hanging tough. So they're coming over. Jimmy's my brother-in-law. He's a nightmare. We'll be in the hot tub drinking rum, I think.
Okay.
And chilling. And then Saturday I've got a gig over in Bognor Regis.
For the boy band,
yeah.
For the Five boy band.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 you know about that.
He's in Five.
He's in boy band, Five.
No, yeah, way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow. Three bad boys with the power to rock you.
He don't talk about it, though, because I think he finds it quite embarrassing.
No, it's embarrassing. I'm just going to have a little slurp of tea, one sec.
I like their songs. What was it? Like Flyby?
He's going to do blue songs.
Do you know, that's your go-to joke, Tom, is that you've done that on the radio about 78 times.
Yeah, I don't know any boy bands.
No, I know you don't, because you're...
But if it's the conversation starter between the two parents, you'll be all over it. If one of them says to the other, oh, you work with Scott, don't you, from Five? I loved Five. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, Five, yeah.
No, he won't. He'll go, he's an idiot. He's an idiot and I can't stand him. Let's not talk about him at my weekend. Wow. I can't get away from the geezer.
So you got that tonight?
Yeah, and then we've got friends coming up. I've got the gig on Saturday and then friends coming over on Saturday night for more drinks, because that's what you do at the weekend when you're... and then Sunday's obviously Mother's Day, so we'll be doing something nice, having a meal, and probably give Kerry breakfast in bed. You know, she's not my mum, but you know, the kids will want.
Oh,
me
you're
to
digging me out?
No, because I agree with you.
Oh, right, yeah.
But like the kids will want me to do the breakfast in bed thing. So
my kids are now old enough to do that themselves. I actually said to them today when they both went into town individually, I went, "Get your mum a card, get your mum a present." Yeah. And I gave them some money. But I said, that's not up to me to buy Mother's Day cards for you now.
No, yeah.
You need to be doing that
yourself.
I've
just had this conversation with Brennan, who sent a card, Moonpig, very good. Kevin's getting a card. I'm not quite making the twins do it yet. They're 8.
No, that's different.
It is a bit different.
Yeah. Have you sorted Mother's Day out?
Yeah, I got my mum a really good card. It says, it's like a cheese and a grater thing.
Cheese grater?
That's the one.
Yeah.
One of them.
And now you know it's not an act on the radio, people.
This is like catchphrase. Cheese grater. Hey! Correct answer.
It's a cheese grater and it says, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful. Very,
yeah, and
very
then it says, sorry, that was cheesy.
That's, I like that. Brennan said that his card says something about you're the best mum in the world because I turned out perfect or something like
that's
that.
That's nice.
Yeah, which wow. is obviously what Brennan does. But yeah, no, it's going to be a good weekend. Not so chilled this weekend.
No, you can't always have a chilled weekend.
I've got a busy week next week. I'll be on the radio, obviously, every day, you know, because I have to be here because they pay me.
It's a contract, to be fair.
It's a contract. But no, I love it, to be fair. But we're having some kitchen stuff fitted, so I've got a pretty much all day before I get here. I'm working before work because I've got to...
When you say you're working, have you got people fitting the kitchen?
Next week. No, the end of next week.
Well,
you're
overseeing it.
So, no, what I've got to do next week is clear the room that's
oh, I
being
see.
Done.
Yeah,
so,
got you.
So, yeah, it's... yeah, it's going to be a nightmare. But, you know, it's just stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story this week that happened to me.
Oh, go on.
We got a gardener to come and do gardening because I can't be bothered, if we were going to be honest about it. It's quite a big garden. There's a lot of grass. I don't really have the tools to do it. And this guy's starting out. We knew him from somebody else. And I said, yeah, but give him a go. Why not? Because that makes things easier for us. So he come around, does the grass. And I don't care if he's listening because it's actually quite funny.
Okay.
And he did a very good job. The grass looks incredible. So he said to me, he goes, what about the hedge around, you know, the front bit of your, do you want me to trim the hedge? And I went, yes, that should be one of the jobs because it's quite high up. And he said, all right, cool. So he goes, I'll get it to the right level. Where do you reckon? I said, oh, probably about there. Just so we've still got, you know, peace, security and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, I can see where this is going.
So, well, no, I don't think you can. So I came home last night and I was like, that looks really cool. The grass look, but because we left here late last night, for another reason, which we'll probably come on to in a second, the microphones.
Yeah.
So I got home at about sort of 7:30 last night and it was dark. So I was like, oh, the grass looks good. Oh, the hedge. I had a little quick glance at the hedge. Looks really good. Really good. And then I woke up this morning and I looked at the hedge. He'd done half of the hedge at the level that I wanted it to be done.
Yeah.
But behind it, it was higher. So it was like on a two tier. It was like a step.
Right.
And I thought, that's weird, isn't it? Because that's not what you'd have on a hedge. You'd have it
no,
all one level.
All one level, yes.
All one level.
That's really strange.
So he'd done one level on one side. So when you looked, if you went onto the pavement and looked outside, it looked like it hadn't been done. It was the same level as it was before.
Why?
And then Karen rang him to say, well, what's going on with the hedge? And he went, well, I didn't know whether it was too low or whether it was too high. So I wanted to double check with you. And if you say that's fine, I'll come around and later on today and just do the rest of the hedge. And I went, I said to Karen, so what happens if it is too low? Is he going to stitch it all back together? I
was like, it makes no
once
sense.
You've already, it's like going to the hairdressers and they cut half your hair on one side and go,
is
what
do
you reckon?
Short?
You go, no, I want to, no, I don't like it. Keep the other side as it is. It was really funny. So I've kind of got a two-tier hedge at the moment.
I mean, it sounds unique.
It is unique. I think we're the only one on the street at the moment rocking the two-tier hedge.
Maybe you can start a trend.
Yeah, I think, wouldn't it be funny if I go home today and all the other hedges doing the same, going, yeah, that looks really good. Because you've still got all the security from the outside because it's really high.
But you see
but
what
inside,
you want.
Inside, it looks amazing. So I don't know. Yeah, the reason we went home late on Thursday, and if you listen to the show, you'd know that there was a little bit of engineering going on
while
we were on the radio, which is always nice when you're doing a radio show in a studio, concentrating as we do. And then, you know, things have to be fixed around you.
And there's a...
Yeah,
there was an actual... That was on the radio, wasn't it? I was talking and in the background there was hammering and stuff going on.
Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare. But what happened was me and Chris are a little bit impatient. I mean, I say impatient, we was waiting a year. And we decided that after the show finished that we were going to sort of, I don't know, maybe chuck our toys out the pram slightly.
Well, no, we're not.
No,
we're not like that.
Well, we did a little bit. We started undoing all of the mics so the new ones could be fitted.
We got microphone stands in the studio and some of them used to come from the ceiling and it just looked really messy, didn't it?
It did.
It looked like there was, I mean, literally, look, there was wires everywhere.
Yeah.
There's that meme on TikTok of the guy with all the wires coming out of his DJ equipment and everyone's going, what would you call this DJ? And everyone's going, DJ Leeds or whatever. It looked, that's what our studio looked like.
It looked awful.
There was wires everywhere. So there's these lovely microphones that you can get, and they've got a little red light on them so you can see your microphones on air. So mine's glowing red at the moment because I'm talking and they're very neat. They're the kind of, so if I bought a load of gadgets for my PlayStation, this is what Karen would buy afterwards to neaten it up, to make it look prettier.
Exactly that.
So it just looks better. There's less wires. But no, we just couldn't get them fitted. And in the end, me and Scott sort of did a lot of the work ourselves while we were on the radio yesterday and got it done.
I put my head up into
the ceiling.
Into the ceiling.
Yeah.
And asked the engineer for his screwdriver. I said, Glenn, give me a screwdriver. And he went, no, Scott, I don't think it's a good idea. And I went, Glenn, give me the screwdriver. And he reluctantly leant up and gave me the screwdriver, unplugged it all, pulled it
down. Well, you were undoing something, and then he looked up and went, that's the air conditioning duct.
Yeah.
Which would have fallen on all of our heads.
Yeah, you know, but did it though.
Tightened it back up. No, it didn't, because luckily he saw that, and then he tightened it back up, and then he undid the right thing.
Yeah.
But it looks nice in there now. It looks like a very tidy little studio.
I'm very happy with it.
Yeah. So what else did we say we were doing on this podcast? It was just chatting, wasn't it, about the weekend and that. What are we doing next week, Tom? He hasn't planned, as if he's planned Monday's show yet.
I've actually already got one idea.
What, for Monday?
Yeah, I've got one idea that
could go.
Were you
not going to share with us?
Well, it could go into the... I stumbled across something when I went to the petrol station on today when I come in. It cost me a fortune. I had to remortgage the house. I went, but it's things that you know that other people might not know, like little tricks that you can do.
Hacks. Life hacks.
Life hacks type thing that I thought we could, I could share with them some of mine and then maybe the...
it's actually the best content he's ever come up with.
The good people.
That's quite good.
Yeah, the good people of Essex could say, well, actually, you know what? You've let us know what you've done.
Yeah.
We can, you know, so the one I've done, I don't know whether you actually know about it, but you know that you don't have to stand there holding the pump and hurting your hand. You the cap that you take out of your car.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, but I do. But I've never done it before. I've seen other people do it, and I've fought it. So
they're almost designed to do it.
Yeah, they are. They're literally designed. So you literally put the cap that you take out in the clothes. And I just stood there spending £109 is what I did. I spent £109. It stops itself. I took it out. So it's like little life hacks.
It probably stopped itself to go, whoa, this must be broken.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. But yeah, life hacks that you can share with the class.
Did you see the picture of Rishi Sunak filling up his Kia in Sainsbury's?
Oh, what, where he can't use his card?
Yeah, but it wasn't his... They said it wasn't his Kia. It was like somebody that worked at Sainsbury's. He did it for a photo opportunity, but who's falling for that anyway?
That's really strange.
That he's leaving Downing Street and then popping out to Sainsbury's in his Kia to fill up his car.
That's just silly, isn't it?
I don't know, in his suit. I don't know why. I don't get why they do that.
When it's contrived like that.
Yeah, they think we're stupid. I think they think we're stupid.
Well, they do, obviously.
And we'd go, oh, look, that's good. He's just one of us with millions and millions of pounds in the bank.
It's just weird, isn't it? Because we're not playing any songs. Can't.
Why not?
Well, you know, because we're not on the radio.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's weird being here doing this, though, isn't it?
No, it is weird. It does. It feels weird because it's the same but different.
I like life hacks. I think that'll go.
Yeah, so that's quite good.
We should do that Monday.
Yeah. I mean,
what hour would we put that in? 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Or so we got the weekend.
After the Westlife? No. What's happening? No.
No.
What's 3 o'clock is the old school, new school.
We know what we're doing. Yeah, old school, new school. So after that, pretty much. Yeah, stick it in. So it's prepped already. And you always say that I bring nothing to the table.
That's a good life hacks is good.
Did you guys know, like, speaking of life hacks, that like when the internet goes down, you see that little dinosaur on the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can play a game with that.
Really?
No, I know
you
this.
You press the space bar, it starts playing a game. And it just, the dinosaur starts running across the screen.
This is true.
And you have to, like, dodge the obstacles, like the cactuses and the seagulls.
Wow, while you wait for your broadband to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's cool. I don't know if that'll work for the kids when Fortnite goes down.
Don't worry.
Fire up the laptop and play the dinosaur game. I can't see them doing that.
I don't think they'll like that. That's the only time Kevin talks to me. He goes, Dad, there's something broken on the internet.
It's the most frustrating thing for the kids, obviously. I'm grown up. Didn't we have somebody say yesterday when we were talking about things you'd broken in a fit of rage that somebody was just on the semi-finals of a game they'd played like all weekend and they got to the semi-finals and they were winning 92 minutes gone and his internet cut out?
Well, do you know what, right? I had a story for that, which I think that was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did. It was to do with, there was a survey out, but it was to do with things that you've destroyed in a fit of rage.
Yeah, no, so I had a story, but I didn't think it was quite fitting for the radio because obviously promoting gambling and stuff like that. So I left it because I'm, you know, Ofcom, like, trained.
You are Ofcom. You're like an Ofcom example.
But, so what happened to me was, I think it'll be fine for this, is I was playing online poker and I had lots of money on the account, and I had it all on. There was the only one time I had it all on this one game, and I hit a straight flush.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and you hit a straight flush, you win.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Unless someone hits a higher straight flush on the river,
yeah,
and then you throw your laptop down the stairs. And that's what I literally threw my laptop down the stairs in a fit of rage.
Wow.
And so not only did I lose the big pot,
wow,
I also smashed a couple of grand laptop.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I thought, I probably don't mention that on the radio. But here we are on the podcast.
Here we go. I think that, we need to get out of here now.
Well, yeah, I've nearly finished my tea and I've got to go home and get drunk, so.
But I hope you enjoy. Are we doing this every Friday then?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, okay. And then when Scott's not here, sometimes you're not here on a Friday. Me and you will just do it.
Yeah.
And we'll just have a little conversation.
Yeah.
Probably won't be as long as this, I wouldn't have thought.
No. Do you know what I'm going to do now? Do you know what I'm going to do now?
Go home.
I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to listen to Marky T on the radio.
Marky T's outside now. Come in, mate. What are you? Aren't you live in the mix?
Well, sort of, yeah. You've just flagged me down from the studio.
Yeah,
what's up?
Just saying hello. Because we're on a little podcast.
This is a podcast, right? So this is what we're going to do every Friday now. So every Friday, we're going to talk straight after our last song plays, just put the mics up and just have a chat about the weekend.
So you're in your little DJ studio.
I'm kind of going for it. You're in the other studio.
Yeah, we just stay.
Me down.
We
like,
just stay here. We get to stay in our studio. It's nice. We don't have to move.
Overtime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm getting paid a fortune for this.
Yeah.
Especially Scott.
We're doing all right, yeah. Don't worry about us.
So it's gone all right, though, yeah?
Yeah. So we're just chatting. We're just chewing. What are you doing this weekend? You working? Welding?
Yeah. And weddings.
Wow.
And then Sunday I'm off, which is nice because it's Mother's Day, and going to have a meal, basically, and that's
nice.
Kind of it. And then back here for the jukebox, though. So I'm
back on the radio
I'm kind
Sunday
of here
night.
Over the whole weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow night and Sunday night.
Yes.
You're the weekend
don't
man.
Don't get out, but, it's cool. Fun.
Excellent. Right, well, we're out of here, and have an amazing weekend, whatever you're doing. When's this going out, then? Is it going out now?
Yeah, it'll be out now.
So... Wow,
well,
okay.
No, it can't be up right now.
We're not right now.
So when we stop talking and then we press save, you're going to put it straight on the internet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Incredible. Amazing. I was going to tell people how to download it, but obviously you're listening to it. So I wouldn't be so stupid. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you Monday from 3 on the Big Drive Home. Have a good weekend.
See you later, guys.
It's time for the Big Drive Home podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.